Yeah, well, it depends obviously on what you're doing within each function. But just for the hell of it, who wants to see the stack smash the heap? Okay, so, oops, that's not where that is on the Tuwai keyboard. So we'll push this across to the Arduino. We'll remove its little don't self-destruct flag. And let's run this again. I was actually quite interested to see what happened with this because I didn't put any bounds checking in the visualization program. It just blindly takes whatever values are sent to it and then tries to scale the polygons appropriately. So, yeah, this is the point at which you start getting a little bit worried. The really interesting thing is that the Arduino manages to keep going for quite a remarkably long time, and you'll see it overrun at the bottom here. And also keep an eye on the runtime here. See, at this point, it's actually overrun the memory, and about here, it goes boom. So it can't continue. But yeah, I've had a few programs I've worked on that I've run into problems because I'm trying to store strings for recording and things like that. And I've always felt like I was a bit working in the dark with an Arduino. You create a program and you don't know if you run out of memory. You might start doing weird things because it's overriding. There's no memory protection, obviously, so you keep shoving stuff on the stack, it's just going to keep growing. And so I found this really handy way of visualizing what's going on. Sorry, what's the... The question was, there were 73 free bytes when it crashed. Can I account for the discrepancy? No, I can't. Justin? Yeah, I expect that comms died at some point and couldn't report anymore. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What I would like to do, I haven't actually done it yet because I was just doing this prior to the talk, was take the memory check code and make it something like a very, very simple little library so that all you have to do is do an include, you know, memcheck and make one call to the function. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Andy's just mentioning that there's another project I did a little while ago where I implemented a hardware watchdog that forced a machine to reset, applied a hardware reset. This was for a device based on an Arduino that was being deployed in Sydney, and I'm based in Melbourne. And it had some issues with comms glitching from now and then. So we created a little watchdog timer that if it didn't get comms within a certain period of time, it just hit the reset button and the Arduino started all over again. So, okay, we need to cut this fairly short in order to give Marcus time to come up and do a talk. So, we'll do a very quick speaker switch now. Thank you. Just while Marcus is getting set up, we'll just mention that someone that came along to the assembly session this morning brought the same cutters as we did, and we managed to collect them with everybody else's. So if your cutters mysteriously disappeared, please come see us afterwards.
Okay, my name's Mark. simple. The commands are dead simple. Push install Ethernet DHCP, installs the library. Push list, lists the libraries you have installed. And push sources, shows all your sources, so you can, just like Ruby Gems, subscribe to a different source to get your Arduino libraries. And of course it's all open source. And tonight you can get the code from this URL here. So I'll give you a brief demo, show you just how easy it is. So this is my dirty Mac OS X terminal. And it's simple as push install DHCP. Whoops! Library isn't found. I don't have a... There's no such library called DHCP. It's actually called Ethernet DHCP. And I actually have to do that as sudo. And then if we go over to my libraries folder, we will see that libraries are all in there. And if we go and open up Arduino, wait for it. You will see that the library is in there, in our examples folder. And so, where does the name ElectroPus come from? Well, we actually have another site called chiphacker.com, and Chiphacker is a collaborative question and answer site identical to Stack Overflow. And so if you're doing any electronics hacking or need to ask an electronics or physical computing question, it's a great place to go and get answers. So that's www.chiphacker.com. Okay, free shit. Because you're also great and coming here, we've got a whole heap of Arduino badges to give out for free, so just see me if you want to get one. And of course we have our little bird electronics stickers. That's it, guys. Oh, one last thing. We bought a full page ad. Well, sorry. Let me start again. 2010 is really our year of what can we give back to the community. So we decided that we were going to build a cheat sheet and put it on the entire back page of Silicon Chip magazine. So if you go out to your newsagent, go and buy Silicon Chip so you can rip this back cover off and stick it on the wall. Any questions? Sorry? February. Too quickly. So github.com/ShafiM, which is my last name, concatenated with my first initial, /ElectroPus.
Push search, push the programmer.
Push bad programmer. I'm just a simple web designer, so anybody who wants to collaborate and help with this project would be much appreciated. It is written in Ruby. Who writes Ruby? Okay. Who wants to rewrite in Perl? Okay. Python? Okay, so it's going to be rewritten in Python. Cool.
Is there a
need for it? No. I'm a simple web programmer. There's Linux stuff that confuses me. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Excellent. Well, that's pretty much the end of the program, except for a couple of little things. How many people here came along this morning having never touched a soldering iron in their lives and did some assembly? Okay, we've got one right here. Mind Kits Hadley Rich has been nice enough to donate some hardware for us. We've got two Arduinos and a pair of XP modules to give away. So there's a free Arduino. This is from mindkits.co.nz. It's not?
Nice Gear.
Oh, Nice Gear. Oh, nice. Okay, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing. And an Arduino. Sorry, it's been an insane day. Was anybody else who came here this morning? for the first time did some assembly. Yes, okay. You can have a pair of... Yeah, no lying. XP modules. Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know on what basis to be picking people, though. This is the problem. Throw it in the air. Okay. Someone's being very enthusiastic down the back. Seriously, who wants it? I don't know. I haven't even opened the box. What we've got is... Oh, it's a red box. It's an empty red box. No, inside I see an Arduino, an Ethernet shield, a mini breadboard, some funky other little bits that you can use on the breadboard. So, who started what? Who's giving me the best feedback? Okay, that's right. Who else has been injured today in this mini-con? Ah, yes, Clinton, you're injured. Okay, I think you deserve this. Now, do we have any more hardware to give away? Oh, no, not give away, but if anybody would, if anybody would like to buy one of these soldering irons or cutters, come up here. Mitch is modelling it and is happy to take your money. Grant. Okay. If anybody's interested, Grant has a little trick which allows him to reflash the bootloader on the CPU on a Demillanova using nothing but the Demillanova itself. No external programmer required. If anyone's interested in seeing that, come and see this gentleman right here. Well, Clinton very generously has said he has enough Arduinos. You can never have too many of these. So he's giving up the Arduino itself for someone else. Ah, Mike is... No, no, no. Who else was it down there that stuck their hand up? I saw it. Yeah. No. All of you guys have gotten them already. Vic wants one. He's got them. Down the back. Okay. Here's an Arduino. T-shirt, except... Oh, hang on. Here we go. That's pretty bright. Who's got a yellow? You broke one today. Okay, in that case, you need a replacement. That's a good enough reason. Okay, I think that's it. Thank you very much.